You're listening to SBS News.
I was then adopted by a family that had four adopted children in it.
Demonstrators on both sides of the United States abortion debate on the steps of the Supreme Court. Abortion rights supporters and abortion rights opponents gathered in response to the leak of a draft opinion indicating that a majority of the nine justices are set to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion during the first trimester of pregnancy nationwide. Abortion rights demonstrator Chelsea White fears women's reproductive rights are set to be eroded.
I think it could be overturned and then it's going to become a war on women's rights again, something that our mothers and grandmothers already did before, and I can't believe that they now have to live through this again and that there might be back alley abortions again. Because abortions, it's never going to be banned. It's never going to go away. All they're doing now is just sacrificing women's health.
News outlet Politico published the leaked document. The Supreme Court has confirmed the document is authentic, but cautioned that the draft opinion, dated from February, does not represent the justices' final position. US President Joe Biden has slammed what he calls the radical draft opinion, saying it brings into question a whole range of rights for American people.
It concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose within the limits of the Supreme Court decision in Casey. Number one. But even more, equally as profound, is the rationale used. Right. And it would mean that every other decision relating to the notion of privacy is thrown into question.
The federal protection of abortion rights under Roe v. Wade has already come into question after the Supreme Court last year allowed an unprecedented pre-viability abortion ban to go into effect in Texas. The abortion rights think tank, the Guttmacher Institute, expects about half of the US states to ban abortion if Roe falls. 22 states, largely in the South and Midwest, already have total or near-total bans on the books. Aside from Texas, all are now blocked in court because of Roe. But 13 states also have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion if Roe is overturned. US Press Secretary Jen Psaki fears such trigger laws will restrict access to healthcare services for tens of millions of women.
Abortion bans and restrictions will also dramatically reduce access to reproductive care, particularly for women with low incomes, women of color, and women in rural communities. We know through the data that we've already looked at that 75% of those seeking abortion are living at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. And the majority of patients seeking abortions identify as Black, Hispanic, and AAPI. So it's important for everybody to understand that the people who would be impacted the most are lower income, are people who would have to take off work, are people who have to find a way to travel, people who would have to find a way to get childcare. I would also note that 60% of people who seek an abortion are moms.
Dorinda Hancock is an escort at an abortion clinic in Mississippi. She believes a ban on abortions will result in a sharp increase in expectant women who are forced to become mothers and who are unable to afford to raise their children.
What it does, as far as Mississippi is concerned, in my personal opinion, is cause a population boom, because I think best case scenario, about 25% of the people in this state will still be able to access abortion care. Traveling to another state, the cost, the logistics you have to go through, I don't see it being feasible for a good number of people in this state.
David Gans is the Civil Rights Director at the Constitutional Accountability Center. He says that throughout the 50 years in which Roe has been on the legislative books, it has been repeatedly challenged.
Now, with the changed composition of the court, with a majority that was sort of put on the court with a record of hostility to the right to abortion, we're seeing this push to change the court to overturn 50 years of precedent that recognizes that the 14th Amendment broadly protects fundamental rights, broadly protects equality, and these are really at the heart of Roe.
In a news release, the Supreme Court made clear that draft opinions are routinely circulated internally as part of the justices' confidential deliberative process. The leak can be considered a major break from the long-standing tradition of confidentiality and trust surrounding deliberations among the justices. Chief Justice John Roberts has ordered an investigation into the source of the leak, calling it a betrayal. Minority Leader Republican Senator Mitch McConnell welcomes the investigation.
This is the Supreme Court's job to investigate the leak. The Chief Justice has indicated that's exactly what he's going to do. And I hope that the leaker, who is extremely likely to be found, given the limited number of people who have the ability to access early drafts of opinions, will be dealt with as severely as the law may allow.
Mr. McConnell believes the leak is the work of campaigning from the far left.
The radical left immediately rallied around the toxic stunt. Right on cue, top Democrats began publishing wild statements about what the court might decide, packed with using unhinged rhetoric that could easily incite, light a match.
But the outcry of the potential overruling is not limited to the Democrats. One of the few Senate Republicans in favor of protecting abortion access, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, says the decision has shaken her faith in the court.
The leak is absolutely reprehensible and needs to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. I really find it shocking that that this would happen. If it goes in the direction that this leaked copy has indicated, it rocks my confidence in the court right now.
Meanwhile, Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he intends to bring the issue to a vote if the draft ruling stands.
It is our intention for the Senate to hold a vote on legislation to codify the right to an abortion in law. A vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise. This is as urgent and as real as it gets. We will vote to protect a woman's right to choose, and every American is going to see which side every senator stands on.
A final decision from the court is expected to be made in late June, early July, just ahead of this year's hotly contested midterm elections. Brooke Young, SBS News.